lotto player in Spring Hill who woke up a multimillionaire after they played Saturday night's massive $37 million jackpot, one of the largest ever to be claimed in Middle Tennessee.
Nice. Wow, that's a lot of money. Is there a cash payout?
Yes, it would be $16 million. So not even half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, that's so little.
Only $16 million?
Right. Oh. It's like, okay, well, I would still take the $16 million.
How are you going to live on that? Wow. That's,
yeah.
I'd buy a zebra.
And then turn them loose.
And make sure the fence is high enough.
I like it. The return of Ed the Zebra.
Yay.
Safe and sound after a week on the loose.
Yeah. I know. I have totally mixed feelings because I absolutely loved the 8 days he was on the loose.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just such a fun time in Nashville. We could talk about something that was not controversial.
Yeah. Or... we talked about that where it's like, yeah, it's like you don't have to talk about politics and murder.
Yeah.
Because there's something else fun
to
talk about. Yeah.
But at the same time, I really felt bad for Ed the Zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's terrified. I don't know if he's in good health. You want him to be safe and sound. And yeah, so the people from Texas that sold the zebra to the local folks were the ones that came with the helicopter and did the whole tranquilizing. And then
that was a massive operation. It was pretty cool.
It was impressive.
Well, he escaped the first time they tried to capture him.
Yeah.
Because they spotted him on Friday in that little wooded area near Christiana.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had to rig in the helicopters and it tranquilized him and then strap him to that thing.
I'm really glad he's full of like quaaludes or something right now because the poor guy, like, you're a zebra and the next thing you're getting a wee ride from hanging from
and
a helicopter.
He was spinning. Like, I don't know if zebras get nauseous or not, but I would be my breakfast, the dinner from the night before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a 10 ticket ride at the fair.
A lot of people saying like flying zebra, not on my bingo card.
No.
I know. It was covered all over the world.
That was
one of those things like, oh great, this is good news. Things that we can be, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Even like in Great Britain and stuff, they were covering the story of Ed the Zebra.
I know.
We're famous.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you showed up for Bonnaroo like a week early and you're there stoned in Manchester waiting for the show to start and you see a flying zebra?
Oh yeah.
Dude, you see that, right?
We gotta remember the guy that sold us the stuff we took because this stuff is amazing. Wow.
The zebra starts to have like pink and green stripes on
it.
Yeah, right.
Well, the original, you know, the video they showed on Friday where they had him kind of cornered.
Yeah.
You know, the light from the windows and the cameras and everything made it look like it was kind of like a little rainbow area he was running through.
Yeah.
So all he needed was like a unicorn horn.
Right. For the old school fruit stripe gum. What we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, but Ed lasted a lot longer than fruit stripe gum. Three things you want to know this morning.
Well, here's an update from the Diddy trial, the only story I can tell you that doesn't make me sick to my stomach. Apparently, Diddy had some beef with the courtroom sketch artist, and according to several news outlets, confronted them saying, soften me up a bit, you're making me look like a koala bear.
Koala bears are soft.
I think he's bothered about the gray hair they're putting on.
The gray hair is part of it,
Well, diet with some coffee grounds at the commissary.
Right.
They don't let you have your Clairol products in prison, I guess. If you were in Murfreesboro yesterday morning and you looked up and you saw a flying zebra, you're okay. That was Ed being rescued. I guess the people from Texas came in where the people had bought Ed from, and they tranquilized Ed and got him in a little harness thing and took him by helicopter to an enclosure where he's going to be just fine.
He's all good.
And we found out that his real name is Zeke.
Yes.
Zeke the Zebra. But now that everybody's called him Ed, the owners just said, oh, okay, he's Ed now.
Yeah.
He's just going to be Ed.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You say, oh, here's Zeke the Zebra. I came to see Ed. Get this zebra out of my way.
Did another one escape?
Just go with the crowd. What the mob says his name is what his name is.
We learned in May that real IDs now are a must to have when traveling, even just throughout the United States. And if you don't have a real ID, then you have to bring another form of identification. Well, people have been trying to use their Costco cards as a form of identification. And now TSA is putting their foot down and saying, we will no longer accept Costco cards as a real form of ID. Stop bringing them. We don't care if you're Gold Star or not. If you're an executive member, we don't care.
I can't believe people. I can't believe anybody ever took it once.
Yeah,
I know,
because really
when you sign up for Costco, it's not like they take your social security number, and there's no proof of identifying who you are.
Right.
I mean, so,
but if you go to a bar and you want to buy alcohol and you don't have your ID with you, you can just show them your Blockbuster card, and they'll know that you're plenty old to buy
my
alcohol.
Nashville Public Library card.
Very true.
No kidding.
So the TV show 911 Nashville, which is going to be coming out on ABC. Its star is Chris O'Donnell. We know some of the co-stars. Jessica Capshaw is going to play his wife. It's going to star Leanne Rimes and the wife of Brad Paisley, Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Oh, yeah,
I kind of figured.
Yeah. So, I mean, it fits.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Interesting.
We hope the best for them.
Yeah. That'll be cool. I'm interested to see that. There was a Tennessee skydiving plane that crashed in Tullahoma.
Yeah.
There were 20 people on it. No deaths or anything.
That's
Everybody
amazing.
Survived. 6 were injured. 2 were airlifted from the scene. And 4 people went by ambulance to the hospital. But everyone else was treated with minor injuries. And thankfully, everybody survived. So.
That'd be pretty scary.
Oh. So scary.
Because you're wanting to jump out of a plane.
Yeah, you have these pictures. Yeah. Like, you're like, how did anybody survive that?
Right.
Yeah.
And are there seats on a skydiving plane? Like, I don't think
they're regular seats.
Yeah, they're they're kind of lined up so you have your parachute on and you can jump right out.
Yeah, I think you're hooked into one of those, like a line or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
And a parachute doesn't do you much good if you're not very high in the air. Which
exactly.
And you don't know how to operate it.
I guess it was right after they took off. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. Would you be weirded out if you saw an adult man all by himself sitting in a theater watching Lilo and Stitch?
I would be a hypocrite because I would be alone in that theater watching Lilo and Stitch, pointing out to another guy who was just like me.
Hey, that guy's like me. What's wrong with him?
I went to see it by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not a weirdo.
No.
Well, I go to matinees and stuff by myself all the time.
Yeah.
I do.
Sometimes I'm the only one in the theater.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Right. There's nobody to call you out if you're alone.
If you're alone there.
Yeah.
But apparently an adult man was watching Lilo and Stitch, the new one, and a mom was there with her child and went on a parents forum and said, isn't it weird that an adult man by himself is watching Lilo and Stitch with all these children around? And people are going, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
If he's watching your kids and not the movie,
or his hands aren't visible.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know.
Right.
If he's moving around the theater to sit next to different children,
Yeah, if he's like right behind you sniffing your hair.
This person.
Creepy.
Now you're giving them ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perhaps you've said too much.
I guess one person on the forum said, man watching a film alone while eating snacks, that's normal. Someone going to the movies and being on their phone the whole time with their child next to them, complaining about somebody else going to the movie theater, you're the weird one.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of parents when I went to see Lilo and Stitch just on their phones the whole time. Well, I just like, okay, I guess this was like hiring a babysitter.
For two hours while you sat there
and texted everybody you know.
Come on. Can't you live in the moment?
No.
I know. That's really tough.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, like concerts and stuff like that. The band or artist you love is performing right in front of you live, but you'd rather watch it on a 4-inch screen.
Yeah.
I'll never understand that.
With terrible video and audio that you'll be able to share with your friends
later.
That's
the thing. It's like, how often do you actually watch that footage back? What is the whole point?
Yeah.
I think it's just to show other people you're cool and you're doing something.
It's cool. I was here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
give me credit.
How many how many CMA concerts you saw that was all just people with their phones?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, I think this guy is okay.
Yeah.
Says the guy who doesn't want to be called out as a perv himself.
Says the guy they're accusing.
Right.
That's right.
I might have been that guy.
And what would Stitch say?
Guys, it's okay. Ohana means everybody can go to the movies.
Her Stitch impression is outstanding.
Monday morning tradition. Since the Clinton administration, we have the Woody and Jim joke-off, where me and Jim both tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Really, though, isn't everyone the loser?
Pretty much. Anyone who has to witness this also loses. All right. Let the not laughter begin. Are we starting?
Hit us off.
All right. Jim, a friend of mine lost his car. His name is Carlos. That hurt.
Woody, what side does Ed the Zebra have the most stripes on?
Aw.
Oh.
The outside.
The outside. Can't saw that coming. Jim, my girlfriend said, why don't you write a book instead of just doing all these terrible pun jokes? And I said, that's a novel idea.
That is.
Woody, I like to go to the Costco parking lot, watch people as they can't remember where they parked. And every time they hold their remote in the air, I like to beat my horn.
I've done that for real. I have.
I believe you.
Jim, after being seated at a restaurant, the server said, comfortable, sir? And I said, no, come for food, not come for table. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
A terrible joke, and I messed it up.
Man, that was a convergence of calamity. Woody, what kind of car does an egg drive? A Volkswagen.
Ah. Jim, I went to the store to buy 8 cans of Sprite, but when I got home, I realized I only picked 7 up.
Oh. Bummer.
Oh, that's awful.
Woody, I said to the doctor, I have a problem with my right ear. She said, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm deaf in it.
Me too.
I was going to punch a guy the other night in a bar, Jim. My friend Adam stopped me, and I kept telling him, let me at him. Let me at him. Wow.
I told my server at the restaurant, I'd like to take a look at the menu, please. She said, the men I please are none of your business.
Jim, I was hospitalized after a peekaboo accident.
Really?
I was in the ICU.
Oh. That's good.
A woman approached me on Dickerson Pike.
Yes.
Asked me to make love on the hood of some random car. I said, no. If I'm going to have sex, I'm going to have it on my accord.
You know a dirty joke's always going to get him.
Yeah, I know. We save him. We say, yeah.
I try to keep it clean. But then if needed, I pull it out of the holster.
I have to admit, I was very disappointed in my performance. So
that's
hopefully,
all right.
Hopefully I'll rebound at 8 o'clock. We have another round at 8:10.
God, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
That was rough.
It was. I had a hard time.
Particularly rough.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
I wrote them down, and I felt like I was reading them for the first time ever. Hey, the band's all back together. Welcome back, Jim.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, out a few days. Feeling better?
I am feeling a lot better. Not 100%, but way better than before.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I had a respiratory infection, just allergies and all that stuff induced, and I am so full of pills right now to shook me up.
Sound like
a maraca. Yeah, exactly.
Shaking them up like a box of Tic Tacs.
But I'm happy to have all those pills inside me because they're like, give me all of them.
Yeah. Now, we talked about when you were in here, you know, because you said it kind of flamed up when you did your, you mowed your lawn. You stirred up everything.
It was, that was really bad.
We thought we might start a GoFundMe to help find somebody to do your lawn for
service?
You.
Well, my wife would appreciate it because she's had to do the lawn since. So.
Oh, no.
Yes, she'd be all for it, and so am I.
All right. So that was your weekend. How was everybody else?
I worked the CMA Fest for my friend's food truck.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it
what
was a lot
truck?
Of fun. She has an acai bowl food truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, called Nash Bowls. So if you follow her on Instagram, you'll be able to follow her around. And
you must have been hustling.
Yeah, the weather definitely affected things. We got closed down early Friday, and it was a little slow here and there because of the rain on Saturday. So it wasn't the best that it's ever been, but it was still good, and it's always fun working with her. And there's a lot of people from Australia that came to the CMA Fest, so that was cool. And then yesterday we went to the Sounds game, my husband and I. So,
oh, nice.
Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Sure was.
My weekend was kind of low-key. I did all I could to avoid going downtown.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did a few things. Went out to dinner. We had a hibachi. That was always fun.
Oh, I love hibachi.
To watch the restaurant go on fire.
Yeah.
And, awesome.
I got my fence in. So I have a new fence now.
It looks great.
I saw it. Yeah. Facebook. It looks fantastic.
Our friends from Structure Group did the fence. And they're actually the official new sponsor of Gender Wars.
Yay!
Yay! Structure Group.
And people are joking about, is this a big enough fence to keep your zebra from escaping? Yes.
It's a quality fence. You can tell.
It's 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Starting today, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor, remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. They did my fence.
And it looks great.
Really good.
Nice fence. It'll hold in all the zebras. All right. For the ladies in the audience, we have Katie in Nashville. Hey, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. For the guys, we have Bob also in Nashville. Hey, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
Good. All right, here we go. We have a Get Acquainted question for both of you.
Yeah, I'll start with you, Katie. Which band or artist, dead or alive, would play at your funeral?
Definitely would be Taylor Swift, because I love her, and I'm a Swiftie for life.
Same.
All right. I feel like she would play at a funeral, too, so.
I know.
There's a chance.
Yeah. Bob, what about you? A band or artist, dead or alive, that you'd want playing at your funeral?
Gotta go with the Doobie Brothers, China Grove.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
All right.
And people would be grooving at your funeral.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's fun. All right, you each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you can make your opponent answer your question one time. But if they get it right, they steal a point from you. If they get it wrong, you get a point for knowing nothing.
All right, multiple choices. How we start, Katie. Was Gatorade sports drink invented at USC, Ohio State, or the University of Florida?
University of Florida.
Yes.
Woo. You are correct.
That's how come they call it Gatorade.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob, do Aussie brand hair care products come in a purple, red, or gold colored bottle?
Gold.
Gold?
Not correct. No.
Purple with a little kangaroo on it.
Yep.
Purple. Purple.
Okay,
kangaroo.
It's 1-0 Katie. She could build on that.
Okay, Katie. In the Fantastic Four, what is one of Sue Storm's superpowers?
Invisibility.
Yes!
Nice!
Good job.
Okay.
One of the lesser-known superheroes. Good job.
She's on it.
Got a 2-0 lead. Katie, Bob, you need to get this one right to keep the game going.
You got this, Bob. Who played the mom Lindsay Lohan switched bodies with in the movie Freaky Friday?
Gosh, give me 1 second. It's been so long. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes! And there's a new movie coming out.
They're doing it again.
Yeah.
Do they switch back?
No, I don't know. I do. I think they switch back.
But they've the same people have signed up.
Yes. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, and Lindsay Lohan ends up, in the nursing facility.
Yeah, or maybe she switches body with her daughter. I don't know.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Okay. All right, Katie, here we go. A car window decal with the number 3 with a pair of angel wings is a tribute to what famous race car driver?
Dale Earnhardt.
Earnhardt.
Nice.
Right.
And with a 3-1 margin of victory, Katie is our champion.
Congratulations, Katie.
Oh, my gosh. Yay.
What do we got for Katie?
Yeah.
We have a pogo pass?
Pogo pass, a family 5-pack of pogo passes.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Use those to enjoy stuff all around town.
Yep.
All right. We play Gender Wars twice a day at 7:20 and 8:20 each weekday morning with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Okay. Woody and Jim Show podcast extra talking about legendary sibling fights.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's had big fights with their sibling over something stupid. What were they? We go around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, you want to kick us off?
Sure. So my sister is 7 years older than me. And in elementary school, when I was in elementary school, we would fight over the remote constantly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Constantly. And I was the bratty younger sister who thought it was my right. And she was the bratty older sister who thought it was her right. And man, we would fight constantly about it. And I remember one time when, I must have gotten it or something. I stole it away and I started running around the house. And I ended up cornering myself behind my older brother, who's older than my sister.
So he was your like
he's
human
my protector,
shield.
Yes. And so I was like hiding behind him while she's like physically punching me. And I'm like screaming, and my brother's like, just stop, you know, like he's getting tired of us fighting over the stupid remote. And we had like five other TVs in the house, but we had to have this one. And we'd also fight over a blanket all the time. We still fight over the blanket because it's the best blanket ever. So we still fight about that one. But
who has possession of the blanket now?
My mom. It's at my mom's house.
Oh, okay.
House.
So you just fight over it when you're together at your mom's house.
Yes.
Okay.
And so whoever gets to the couch first usually gets it, and then we fight over it. And
it's legendary if it continues.
I know.
Yeah. I got here 2 weeks ago just so I can get the blanket.
I know. We're 30 years old and fighting over a blanket.
Wow.
I get it, though. Good blanket.
It's
a good thing.
Damn good blanket.
Mm-hmm. My two brothers are older than I am, but they were only a year apart. So there's a gap between us. So like they were always very tight with each other.
Oh, yeah.
And like they used to pick on me a lot. We get along great now, but I've been bruised, literally. And there was one time, I believe my brother Dan beat the crap out of me. We were playing soccer in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I always liked to play goalie. I used to play it like in hockey and, you know, all this stuff. So we hit like the goal was like you had to get it between these two pieces of fence.
Okay.
That was the goal. And so they were like, you know, kicking the ball and I would try to stop it. And my brother made fun of me because I like didn't stop. You know, one of the shots that he made.
Yeah.
And then I was just like so mad. Like, I like just discovering, you know, swearing. And I was like, well, you're an asphalt.
Asphalt?
I couldn't even say like the entire.
Goody Two Shoes Jim couldn't even say ass.
Yeah, I know.
You're the driveway in front of the house. You're asphalt.
Exactly. I called him a piece of street. And he came over and like, boom, popped me in the face.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Then we got it out of our system. We continued playing.
It was his own asphalt. Again. Yeah.
That's right. Nice. CFO. I finally had your timing and wit back when I was eight.
My sister, Frances, is 8 years older than I. Mm. And 1 year, my parents decided, you know, I remember we used to always joke about how being, you know, there's Mother's Day, there's Father's Day. What about Kids' Day?
So
1 year, I think my mom gave in and said, all right, I'm going to buy you guys something for Kids' Day, but it's going to be something that you share. And so that's when the fight begins.
Yes.
Because my sister's 8 years older than me, and we went out to the, you know, like, I forget what, you know, Kmart or somewhere. And she wanted to get a volleyball set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that we'd all play. But no, I wasn't having that.
Yeah.
I wanted to get like a race car, you know, Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Right?
And he goes, but we can both play this. Well, you can watch me play this.
Yeah.
But we can both play. And I think we ended up getting the volleyball set and I was so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Just so mad.
You just
so
have to
mad.
Put your foot down just to put your foot down.
You're going like, well, you can come play. I'm not playing with you.
Yeah.
I think your mother was brilliant because you guys fought over it. You probably never asked her for Kids' Day again.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that was it.
Wise move.
Yeah.
She was playing like, you know, 40 chess. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
That is smart.
It's blood duel Kids' Day.
Well, is that considered reverse psychology? Would that be reverse psychology?
Sure. Yeah. I'll give you what you want. You won't want it anymore.
I give you $100. You go into the room. Whoever comes out alive gets the money. Back to the podcast.
While I was home, I did have to sit my wife down and ask her a tough question. I said, in a moment of weakness, did you click on this?
Uh-oh.
And she had to say yes.
Oh, no.
And what we were talking about was, I said, did you click on a story in the news feed from Google about Dakota Johnson, the talentless actress? She's like, yeah, like a week and a half ago, but I didn't even read it. Our news feed is nothing but Dakota Johnson news.
Okay, let me guess too. There's probably like two stories on there because she's going wild right now. She sent like a friend's ex gorilla poop.
Yes.
Okay. That's not been one of the stories, but
really?
Now that you said it out loud, I expect it to show up on my laptop.
Yep,
wasn't there
that.
Also she was on the Jimmy Fallon show and was telling him my eyes are up here, that kind of thing, because she had a very revealing dress on.
That
was one of them.
Okay, I got it.
And
then her breakup.
Her breakup was Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Right.
Yeah. So I said, don't ever do that again. I said, I am being inundated with nothing but Dakota Johnson stories.
Yes.
And I don't care. There is no limit to how much I don't care about Dakota Johnson. And she said, I know. I just clicked on it. I didn't even read it. And I actually went through, and it shows you a bunch of stories. Like, not just one, but a bunch.
Oh, man.
And I clicked on that thing that says, like, show me less stories about this.
They kind of, they pretend to help you.
Yeah.
It's like Facebook, too. Like, not interested.
How many headlines just showed up in my newsfeed? I'll show my laptop to Gina.
Yeah, there's four.
Yeah. Just give an example or two of one of the headlines.
Yeah, Dakota Johnson wears a completely transparent skirt set for a late night appearance at NYC. Okay.
Makes me look like a creeper.
Yeah.
Right? Total perv.
Oh, yeah. Dakota Johnson rocks sheer revenge dress after Chris Martin breakup.
Ooh, sheer revenge.
Yeah, like you care.
I know.
Like anyone cares.
Like Jim's in a back room smoking cigarettes and looking at the internet with the lights out.
I know.
I must confess, though, mine, if my husband and I shared a news feed like that,
yeah,
it would be just like
nonstop stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. Pop culture trash, yeah, from me. So yeah.
Well,
I get it, Jen.
It's a nice escape, you know, like sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
But I think by telling them I don't want it, they're like, oh, he's very interested in this.
Well,
let's
see,
give him even more. Uh-huh.
You've screwed yourself over now because you said something about a story about Dakota Johnson into your phone, and now you're going to get even more. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I actually, last week, I thought, okay, people are talking about mushroom coffee. I wonder what that's all about. Mm-hmm. And I clicked on one thing, and now that's that's all I got.
Yeah. I got those Just Ingredients electrolyte mixes. Uh-huh. And, man, it's everywhere, and I haven't bought or clicked on it since. Everywhere.
It's even worse when you've already bought it and then you keep getting ads for the same thing. Like, where can I register with the people at the internet that I purchased this?
Yes.
I already bought it.
I already succumbed to the peer pressure.
Dear internet, please leave me alone. We're ready for our second round of the Woody and Jim Joke Off. Earlier, Jim won. And I have to admit, I was very disappointed in my performance. A lot of my own jokes, I actually fell asleep during the middle of them.
It was embarrassing.
They were terrible.
For all of us, really.
Yeah, I know.
But it's okay. You get a shot of redemption.
All
terrible
right.
jokes.
You can do better.
Yep. Coming.
You got it.
You can do it.
Do terrible jokes better.
You can do better. All right.
All right. The dramatic music tells us that the joke-off has begun. Woody
it's
and
underway.
I, we cannot laugh at each other's jokes. But if we do, we lose.
All right.
Woody, I'm getting stronger with age.
Yeah?
I can now lift $100 worth of groceries with one hand.
It's a good flex.
Jim, my dog Kevin is so smart. I asked him, what's 2 times 0? And he said nothing.
Nice.
Dog.
I rolled a joint this weekend.
Did you?
Whoa.
It was my ankle when I stepped on a broken piece of sidewalk.
That's cute. Jim, my friend John is opening up a summer camp where kids can plant cantaloupes and study mountain lions.
Really?
It's called, hold on to something, it's called John's Cougar Melon Camp.
I hate that I like that joke. But I did not laugh. But I really liked it. I'm taking the box of wine I bought back to the store.
Yes.
It said once it's opened, it lasts 6 weeks. Only lasted 3 hours.
Jim, I finally watched that documentary about clocks.
Did you?
It was about time. Ouch.
Saw a guy at Starbucks yesterday. No iPhone, no tablet, no laptop.
Mm.
Just sitting there drinking coffee like some weirdo.
That is weird.
That is, yeah.
Okay, get ready to run.
Okay.
Jim, what kind of food ruins a man's sex life?
Don't know.
Wedding cake.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't tell me that.
Yep.
I expect things to be thrown at me when I'm leaving the building later.
If you're worried about your microwave collecting data on you, Woody, and your TV spying on you, and your phone, just remember, your vacuum cleaner's been collecting dirt on you for years.
I like that. Jim, during CMA celebration, the celebrity photographers were on hand taking pictures of stars on toilets.
Really?
Yes, they were the paparazzi.
Oh. Why, Woody, does my wife always wait until I'm at the opposite end of the house when she wants to ask me, my friend is on there.
Jim, I don't know if you're aware, but Diarrhea Awareness Week begins today.
Oh.
But it runs all week.
That was close.
Close. Close.
Woody, I woke up in a deep sleep in a panic thinking I was late for work.
Really?
Thankfully, I was at work.
Jim, my son bet me that he could pee into the toilet while doing a handstand. And I said, son, you're in over your head. Okay. All right. We will put them back in the bad joke bag until next Monday.
And then put it in a hole in the ground.
And bury it forever.
Cement.
Exactly. Well, what are we doing today, you guys?
I am going to have to call. We finally got our new dishwasher.
Yes.
And it doesn't work.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. We were waiting like 2 months for this thing to arrive.
Yeah.
Yeah. They installed it. Looked like it worked. And then we tried to do a load of dishes and it doesn't work.
Jeez.
Because you can't just turn it on now. It's like a computer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
No, we're trying to fix that one.
Yeah.
That's my goal for today.
I'm going down to the Rutherford County County Clerk's Office to pick up the title to my car that was just demolished and a total loss, so I can send that in so I can get money to buy another car.
Oh, my god!
That hopefully won't have to be taken to a junkyard and turned into a cube.
Oh, jeez. Life is wonderful. What you doing, Gina?
I'm going to go to the gym, and then my husband and I are going to go to Hibachi because that sounds really good. So thank you for that.
Yeah, Woody incepted you. He talked about going to Hibachi, and now I think I may go too.
Yeah, so we have a little date night tonight.
It's fun. There you go.